Welcome to the world of the didgeridoo. The didgeridoo is the ancient sacred wind instrument of the Australian Aboriginals. Traditionally, it is played at ceremonies and rituals. Recently, the didgeridoo has drawn a lot of attention from all over the world. We, the makers of this CD, have been playing this exciting instrument for many years now, and we will teach you the basics of the playing technique as best we can. Please note, when you hear this bell, it is to let you know that there is a photo or picture in the booklet accompanying the text. But let us first tell you something about the instrument itself. The didgeridoo is made from the branch of the eucalyptus tree, which is hollowed out by termites. The Aboriginals select a suitable one by tapping on the branches with a piece of wood. The eucalyptus is a gum tree, of which there are over 300 different species. A few of the most common ones are woolly butt, bloodwood, stringy bark, and ironwood. Its length varies between 1 and 1.5 metres. The word didgeridoo is said to be of European origin. The Australian Aboriginals use many different names, depending on the language of the area. For example, Ganbi, around Darwin, Magu, around Onpeli, and Yadaki as the general name in northeast Arnhem Land. It is believed that the didgeridoo originally comes from Arnhem Land. Aborigines prefer the word Yadaki to the word didgeridoo. When you start playing the didgeridoo, you will probably soon find out that it is more than just making music. Once you get absorbed in the sound, you will experience sensations and emotions that modern Western music, for instance, does not evoke. Since thousands of years, this deeply vibrating and hypnotizing sound has relaxed people and has expanded their minds. Playing the didgeridoo can be performed seated, standing, or walking. If you prefer to try a traditional sitting position, stretch out your left leg in front of you, hold the didge with your left hand, and rest the end of the didge on the toes of your left foot. You can bend your right leg and rest your right arm on the knee. Of course, you can also sit cross-legged. On this CD, you'll find hints and exercises which will enable you to play the basic drone and some more advanced playing techniques. We would like to advise you to stick to our scheme. Don't skip half as if you're in a hurry. If you follow this advice, we're sure you'll learn very fast. The order chosen for the exercises is very logical from a teaching point of view. This also applies for the sound effects. We suggest you'll make plenty of use of the pause button of your player. This will help you to advance at your own speed. Be patient with yourself. Do not over-practice. If you play too long, your lips and cheek muscles will become sore. A good starting point is 15 minutes per day. We will start the course with some breathing techniques. The course itself has three main topics: the basic drone, circular breathing, and a variety of sound effects. The sequence of the sound effects are chosen in such a way that they follow the most natural path of development. If you're not the happy owner of a didgeridoo, you'll find suggestions to manufacture your own training tube in the CD booklet. It is always advisable to prepare yourself mentally and physically before playing. The following breathing exercises will help you to get in the right shape for playing.